If you're just joining us, you will get no recess today, and you don't get one of them little blue stickers to stick on your notebook because you've just missed a featured artist special with the second axing, which is Janet Kuipers and John Yatko. Am I allowed to say you guys are married?
You're allowed to say it, yes.
Well, so you kind of tipped it off when you told us earlier that your one-year anniversary was coming up.
Oh, no, that was a one-year anniversary since the Alaska show.
Oh, no. You didn't want me to tell them you were married then, did you?
That's all right.
Oh, no.
All right.
Okay, we didn't say that. I was only joking. They're not really married. They just sound like they're married.
We just know each other far too well, having to deal with playing the guitar and singing all the time.
Well, and, you know, you have to get along with the people that you perform with. I mean, it seems like a stupid, well, does he, man? Of course it does. But, you know, I've played in bands, and Janet, maybe you have too in the past, where not everybody gets along, but you, hey, do you like everybody you go to work with? You know, of course not.
Exactly, yeah. But I understand that totally.
But in a two-person organization, you better be getting along.
Exactly, yeah, definitely.
In a small organization, you gotta get along. Even if there's five people, if there's egos getting in the way or anything like that, then it's not gonna last.
It doesn't, too. I mean, it's weird. It sounds like to people who aren't musicians and haven't been in that world, it's like, oh, what do they sound like busybodies talking like that? But it's absolutely the truth.
Yeah.
And then the crowd will hear it or see it.
If you're working together to come up with the final product, you have to sound like you work together. So you got to be able to get along with each other well enough through the whole process of preparing for it in order to create a good group project.
I was watching a band called The Drive in Akron, Ohio one time when all of a sudden there was a brawl. Now anybody that plays in bands has seen brawls in bars before, but it was the band that was brawling with each other.
Oh!
They were, the band, the music stopped, and the guys in the band, I don't know what happened, but one of the guys in the band was kicking the hell out of the other guy in the band. Out of four or five guys in the band, you know, it's like, well, okay, people on the dance floor are going like, what is up with this?
That sounds like something out of like a Smokey and the Bandit movie or something, you know. One of those bad 70s movies, you know.
It was even worse, trust me. This
involving an ape and Clint Eastwood.
Oh, no, it's just you.
Or what it was, that's an orangutan, by the way, I think.
Oh, that's right.
Well, guys, you guys are going to be back with us. Look at your schedule, folks. If you're listening to a rebroadcast of this show, we're going to be having Janet and John back with us in the very near future for another broadcast.
October, yes.
And you're going to be back for another live appearance as well. We're going to schedule
it. If you'll take us, we will give you material most definitely.
Absolutely. I look forward to it. 1 hour just has not been long enough, but we are down to our last segment. We have another artist coming on. In fact, we're going to be going over, and I hope our artist next hour is listening so that he knows we haven't forgotten him and we're just running a bit late. But that's,
oh, okay.
That's live radio. Hang in there, Clark. We're just running a few minutes late. Hope he's tuning in and not biting his nails down to his bones here.
Sure.
But thank you, too, for taking out time, and we look forward to spending another hour with you. But this is our final segment before we run up to the last song. Is there anything we haven't brought up that you guys want to mention?
I don't think so. We have played in the past in states like Pennsylvania, Illinois, Florida, Alaska, Hawaii. We've even played in Myrtle Beach. But just because we like to just come out and share our music and be able to play with people. And if you wanted to learn anything about our music, you're always more than welcome to come to scars.tv/axe. .htm. You could always send us email, ask us for anything, or download free MP3 files right there. Do you want to talk about that last piece, John, or should I?
It's your piece.
You set up the music for it. Because we were doing open mics where people wanted to hear poetry as well, we took some of my past writings of short poems, and John would come up with music that would be fitting with us somehow. So I believe this is one of the first pieces that we did. I like the sound and the style that comes off in the guitar of a short poem of mine that later became a song piece that is called Headache.
Well, you guys, thanks again so much for being with us. It's been my pleasure and a delight to interview you guys. I look forward to our next meeting, which we'll have posted on the calendar, folks. Just look ahead of the schedule. It only goes out a couple of weeks because we have so many artists to list. But, John, you've been a champ. Thanks very much.
Thanks, Scott.
Look forward to speaking with you again. And, Janet, as always, it's been a pleasure.
It's been a pleasure and an honor. Thanks a lot.
And we look forward to having you back. Thanks for being with us. Okay, guys, here's the last tune from the band Second Axing, and it's called Headache.
Headache.
Whenever I get a headache, it's right behind my eyebrows, and it's a dull, constant ache. So whenever I say I have a headache, Eugene takes my hand and uses acupressure. He pushes his thumb right in the middle of my palm. The pain disappears almost immediately. But eventually, I have to tell him to stop pressing my hand, that my hand now hurts. He lets go, and the headache, almost immediately, comes back.